Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The little look at quarterbacks, Andy, is something that I hate that we're doing because it means that you need a quarterback. Is there anybody on this team, and I'm not going to count Deshaun Watson because who knows what the deal is with his Achilles now. I'm going to work under the assumption until we're told differently that he's just off the books for this coming year. Until we're told differently, I'm assuming he's not going to be here. Is that fair?
Yeah, remember I asked that to Mary Kay. How do you approach this next year? And you have to approach it as Deshaun's not playing next year. That's how I think the front office is approaching this. We as of right now, the quarterback room is empty, as far as I'm concerned. Even Dorian Thompson Robinson, it's empty. There's no one in the quarterback room right now.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
Yeah.
Deshaun, we're assuming injury, non-factor next year. Okay, if that changes, combine that with the level of play, I would think we all think he's a non-factor for next year.
Mm-hmm.
You just said DTR.
Mm-hmm.
You see anything that made you think?
No.
He is under the rookie team-friendly contract for another couple of years.
Okay, so he's good then for the end of the
third quarterback. Could you make him your third quarterback?
Sure.
While you continue to try to develop him?
I just think the development, I just don't think it's working here.
It's only been 2 years, and it hasn't been a whole lot of games. I haven't seen anything that makes me think, yep, we have something that you really are going to end up loving down the road. But I also will never close the book on a young guy who's trying to figure it out, because sometimes it takes a little while.
I respect you for being optimistic. I just don't see it.
I think that's realistic. I don't think it's optimistic.
It's optimistic to think that he should be on the roster for the next couple of years.
Because
you're going to tell me they can't get somebody in that can play better than he did in those situations.
I didn't say that. So, I don't see him as anything more than the third quarterback right now.
Okay, then if that's if that's where they stand, though, their job is to make every spot on this team. This is your front office that has to be at work. Their job is to upgrade every position every day. And I believe that there's got to be an upgrade on Dorian Thompson Robinson.
For a third quarterback, you think there's an upgrade?
We had to use our third quarter. We've used 40 of them since 99.
No, I'm saying, you think you can find a better third quarterback?
Maybe. I think Bailey Zappe would be a better third quarterback than Dorian Thompson Robinson.
You know what? I agree with you.
Oh! I'm done. Hey, thanks.
Good night,
seeing
everybody.
You today. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor. Lifebank.org. See ya, Cleveland. See ya.
I agree with you. I think Bailey Zappe would be a better third quarterback. If there was one guy in this crew that I would bring back for sure, I would bring back Zappe and just put him there and see what you might be able to get. You know, can he be your third quarterback? Could he possibly be your backup quarterback? Guy threw a ton of footballs in college. I mean, he set records, but at a lower level.
Yep. In 17-game seasons, you better have a quarterback that knows how to play.
Are you even considering, and if not, why not, Jameis Winston?
Jeff, here's why. Because in the beginning of
you didn't
this
tell
season,
me yes or no.
No.
Okay.
No.
You said here's why. Here's why what?
Here's why no.
Okay.
I don't think they were real thrilled going to him in the first place. And then Deshaun got hurt. You know, they weren't happy that he didn't execute the plays that they wanted him to execute, or at least attempt to execute the plays, even if a play broke down. I think that he became I think we were all hoping for Joe Flacco again. That didn't happen.
Well, he threw for 497 yards against Denver, and if you include the passes he threw to the Broncos, it was over six.
Yeah. If you weren't going to sit on Joe Flacco, you're not sitting on Jameis Winston.
The age difference is not the reason why?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Yeah. You want me to give you a thought on it?
I don't know. Are you going to agree with me or disagree?
I like Jameis.
I like him too. I think he's fun.
I think
he makes the game fun.
I think he's fun. I also think the longer this went on, it was square peg, round hole.
Yeah.
And I say that for this reason. I don't know that For instance, Flacco, Jacoby Brissett, much more of a Kevin Stefanski feel kind of guy, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I go back to one
Jacoby Brissett in particular
innocent little comment that was made by one certain member of the Browns who might happen to play left guard and be really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
After the game when Jameis, and I think it was the Pittsburgh game, might have been one of the other games, might have been the Baltimore game, I don't know. But I just remember the comment because Jameis was doing his thing, you know, getting everybody pumped up before the game. And somebody asked Joel Bitonio about that. And he said, you know, what was he saying? And Joel said, yeah, he had it going. Some of it was really out there. And I thought, wait a minute. All right. If your potential Hall of Fame left guard is thinking, yeah, that guy's out there, might not be the right fit. Might not be the right fit. And you know that pains me to say because I like Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what I really like is he showed that without the mistakes, the offense was okay if you had a guy who could throw the ball downfield. But he threw it downfield to, you know, the wrong guy too often. But he made the offense click. He made Jerry Jeudy's season. He made Cedric Tillman look viable. He really did.
Jeff,
I mean, when did Jerry Jeudy look really good other than when he was playing with Jameis Winston? When did Cedric Tillman look good when he wasn't playing with Jameis Winston? And that's why if it's not Jameis, then go find somebody else who can throw the ball downfield, you know, like Flacco, not for this year, but like Flacco did last year, like Jameis did this year at times. Both of them hurt by interceptions. Joe's just didn't go into the end zone for the other team. But, well, at least not until the playoffs.
So let me give you these fun tidbits about the season. Our turnover differential was minus 22.
Where did that rank, Andy?
That would be number one, kids, or number 32.
There you go.
How you wanna look at it.
Yeah.
It's just, by the way, we led the league in interceptions with 23. Tennessee at 21.
Yeah, and what did that get them?
The first pick in the draft.
Correct.
It is hard to look at some of these turnover stats. When you hear the coach say, it's on me, we got to take care of the football, well, they didn't.
So if you have a front office then that brought in Deshaun Watson,
mm-hmm.
brought in Jacoby Brissett, who was solid but was 4-7. Now, Deshaun's one-loss record was better than that once he came back.
Mm-hmm.
Who brought in Joe Flacco, who was very good here, despite the interceptions. Who brought in Jameis, drafted DTR. Do you trust them to fill up that quarterback position group? You notice I try to avoid saying the R word, yeah.
The room.
Do you trust them to fill up that position group?
Jeff, I'm not going to trust them on anything until I watch stuff play out next season. Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of trust in anything right now. I just don't. I don't know how any Browns fan. They won 3 games last year. What do you trust? You're sitting on the verge of the worst trade in the history of professional sports. You're right there. That's yours. You own it right now. So, and I thought Andrew kind of did own it in his press conference the other day. I did have some respect for him saying, you know, just this franchise is sideways right now.
Well,
I don't think they're that far from getting normal.
You would have sounded absolutely loony if you were Andrew Berry and you went out and you said, you know, we're anxious for Deshaun to come back and get healthy and get on the football field because we can't wait to see him play quarterback again.
No, it's really the first time that I've heard this organization really just kind of be like,
this hasn't worked yet.
We've moved on. I don't think they say that.
No, he didn't say that.
But that was the first time they've moved in that direction. Like,
the first
it's
time
not,
they flat out said, this hasn't worked out very well yet.
Yeah, they weren't trying to sell you a gigantic bag of air.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And I can't imagine that's an easy pill to swallow for anybody in that front office.
No, I would agree with that. But here's the same group of folks now, Andy, who haven't hit it out of the park when it comes to quarterbacks. Is that fair to say? I mean, they got lucky with Flacco.
Right? Oh,
I mean, they got lucky, and you could say they got lucky with good Jameis a couple of times. You know, the Pittsburgh win, swell. The Baltimore win, swell. The Denver loss, fun to watch. Lots of passing yards. It's just that you're going to have to find some guys who can play that position, and you're going to have to find more than one of them this offseason. And you're going to have to find two more guys. And they both have to be viable NFL quarterbacks, whether it be draft, free agency, trade. You know, pick the bottom of a roster. Find a guy you like on a team right now. Go Packers with Brett Favre.
Can we say this, and I'm not trying to be mean, but the best case scenario for this team is to bring in a veteran quarterback that can get them back up to a 500 level. Deshaun ends up on the PUP for the year. They bring in, and then they draft a quarterback. I don't need the pressure of a first-round quarterback. I don't. You have all those picks in the top 103.
You don't want drama, and you don't want pressure, huh?
No, I don't.
What do you want?
I want a winner.
Yeah, well. Sometimes you got to put up with pressure and drama.
I can live with the pressure. I don't need the drama. And they know how to bring in drama. They understand it. And they know how to avoid it, too.
Well, that they probably do.
And I don't know how you could ever want to go through that headache again.
Yep. Sports Illustrated put out a list.
A list?
Best moves by every NFL team in the last year.
Punter.
Their move on the Browns might stun you.
Rex Zunahara?
Next on Baskin and Phelps.